Sukkah Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches 4:8, and the Mishnah continues to explain the various segments of the first Mishnah we had of the Perek here. The Mishnah says, HaHalel v'hasimcha shmona ketzad. The mitzvah of Halel and of Simcha, rejoicing on the Yom Tov, for all 8 days, how does that work? The focus here is not on the first 7 days of Sukkot, really, as much as it is on the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, which is has, in some respects, features of being an extension of Sukkot, if you will, but also as a Yom Tov to itself. So here the mission says, Malamed, this is coming to teach you, Shechayev Adam Bahal V'Simcha U'V'Chavad Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag, that there's a mitzvah of Halel, of reciting the full Halel, all 8 days, meaning the 7 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres, and of Simcha, the mitzvah of Simcha, although the pasuk, the source for the pasuk of Simcha on the Chag is, it says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'asa Lecha Shivas Yamim, and then it ends up in the next pasuk saying, V'samachta B'chagecha, you rejoice on your day, on your Chag, meaning 7 days, but there's another pasuk to call Pesukim later that says, Vayisa, the next pasuk actually, Vayisa Ach Sameach, you'll be Ach Sameach, exclusively only happy, and that Simcha pasuk comes to add also for Shmini Atzeres, this is all 8 days, and you see here that the Mishnah is referring to Shmini Atzeres as Ha'achron Shel Chag, the last day of the Chag, so in some ways you see it's considered to be part and parcel with Sukkot also, although it does have its own features in various ways. Now, the reason why we're saying a full Halel each of these 8 days is because each day has the status of being, in some respects, all 8 days are like a Yom Tov themselves, a distinct Yom Tov, because the Karbanos brought in each of these 7 days of Sukkot, and certainly in Shmini Atzeres, are different one from the other. Shmini Atzeres is very different than the other ones. So we're saying Halel full on all those days. Kasher Kol Yimos HaChag. What happens in Shmini Atzeres in terms of Simcha and Halel applies equally to what you do the rest of that week. And the Mishnah continues on and says, Sukkah Shiva Ketzad. How do you go about doing the mitzvah of Sukkah 7 days? So here the focus is not just the mitzvah of Sukkah, which we had in the beginning of the Masechta already, but rather the question of what happens on the 7th day as we transition from Sukkah to Shmini Atzeres, because there's no mitzvah, of course, of living in a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So the Mishnah says, Gemar Meleachol, when one finishes eating, this is finishes his lunch on the 7th day of Sukkah, Lo Yatir Sukkaso, he shouldn't undo his sukkah. Yatir means to untie, meaning there are ropes that are holding it together, or open or bound. So you shouldn't release those. The sukkah would come, you know, tumbling down, whatever the story is, become no longer usable. First of all, even though one's not planning on eating in the sukkah anymore, there's still the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah, should he want to take a nap of any amount, as we learned before, as well as the mitzvah of learning Torah. Aside from that, there's the issue of a busy mitzvah, sort of a disgrace to the mitzvah that you're sort of rushing to take it down. So leave the sukkah up all 7 days, even if it's you finish your last meal there. Aval, however, there is leniency. Morid es hakelim min hamincha ulamala. You can take your nice utensils. Remember, the mitzvah of sukkah, you're supposed to make your sukkah, your diras keva, like your primary home, if you will, and your usual home, diras arai, just like the storage shed, if you will. The mitzvah then, to fulfill that properly, you bring your best utensils into the cookery, cutlery, plates, dishes, and knives and forks, etc. You bring your best into the sukkah, as well as your bed sheets and so on, the nicest you have, all that kind of stuff. So as sukkah is coming to an end, the 7th day, you're transitioning to Shmini Atzeres, now you have a mitzvah to be back in your home, and you have a mitzvah of being mechabed, the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres as well. So you need the best utensils, etc., back in the house. So when can you make that transition? So we're saying, min mincha ulamala, starting from mincha time. This is referring to mincha katana, the smaller window of mincha, which really means 2.5 hours, shaos zmanios, like halachic hours, if you will, 2.5 hours before the end of the day. So the last 2.5 hours, you're allowed to remove your kelim, bring them to the house. Mipnei kvod yom tov ha'achron shel chag, for the purpose of ensuring that there's a proper kavod granted to Shmini Atzeres as well, which will be done, of course, outside of the sukkah, back in your home. Now, just at one point, it says, Aval Mori, the word is, you can take down Esekelim. Why is it called taking it down? Because in the time of the Mishnah, they typically had their sukkahs up on their roofs, and therefore, it's always being la'alot, ha'alah, to go up to the sukkah, because it's on the roof, and then you'd be Mori, you're taking stuff down off the roof, into the house, from the sukkah.